This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You see, if we don't admit we're under this global system, or that the EU makes 90% of the UK's laws and they never voted to be part of it, if we never admit that we're under an unelected system, we can't elect a president who'll pull us out of the TPP. We can't elect people in the British Parliament that'll get them out of the unelected EU system. And again, he was a member of the parliament, Godfrey Bloom, but that's ceremonial. You've got the permanent bureaucracy like a Soviet Politburo. So I want to get Godfrey Bloom on for a full hour next week, if he can do it, to get into his books, The Magic of Banking, The Coming Collapse, A Guide to Libertarianism, and so much more. But just in the 5 minutes we have left, sir, getting into the sense of what you're saying, that people are going to really start getting aggressive here when the producers basically shrug, like Atlas shrugged, and then your view on the world economic system and why these wars are kicking off and what you see in your crystal ball.
Well, of course, there are a number of things encapsulate in a few minutes. But we've read, I'm sure, most of your listeners would have read or be aware of General Eisenhower's autobiography when he said, beware. Beware of the industrial military complex, which, of course, is just follow the money. War, a lot of people make a lot of money out of war. It's young men, ordinary young men, that get their legs blown off and get killed. A lot of people sit at home in armchairs making money out of war. So that's one of the problems that is very difficult to get rid of. And when it comes to freedom, freedom has to be consistently fought for. You can't fight for it once and hope it's going to be there. The Americans have fought two wars of independence. One was against the British Empire, and the one, of course, was a civil war, North versus the South. A lot of people don't understand it or know about it, but the British have actually had four civil wars. King Stephen against Matilda, the War of the Roses, the first civil war in the 1600s, and the second, to get where we actually chopped off Charles I's head. And there was a restoration about 20 years later.
I was about to say, you have the Defender of the Faith. You're mentioning Cromwell. He was the last one, right?
That's right. He was the last head of the Commonwealth. That didn't work out very well for us. But it's a constant thing. It isn't a one-off thing. The French had to have their revolution, and they just exchanged King Louis for Napoleon. They got exactly the same deal. They just got somebody who was a little bit perhaps more efficient. But he still killed lots of young men with his wars. So this is a constant problem. This is a constant thing. And if we are thwarted in our... Brexit is a wonderful example. If we're thwarted in our leaving after we've had a referendum, we've had a mandate given to Parliament by the people twice, once in a referendum, once in a general election, if still they're thwarting it, and I said this in one of my recent podcasts on my website, I simply don't know any other alternative. I simply can't understand what else we can do except march to London, the 71 people who voted to leave, and burn the bloody place down. Like, somebody else give me a better idea, because I don't have one.
Well, you're right. When you've got foreign traders who are selling you out, and you don't have a vote, and they're an occupational group, and they're trying to take your free speech and trying to use your tax money to bring in a bunch of foreigners to become the police, the bureaucrats, to suppress you. At a certain point, they think our reluctance is a sign of weakness. They take our kindness as a sign of weakness. It's not. Historically, it shows when the producers and the workers actually fight back, these parasites are going to run for the hills quite quickly. But I think they now realize humanity's awakening. Speaking of that, your podcast, all of it, GodfreyBloom.uk. Can you join us for a full hour next week?
I certainly hope I can. I just need to check up with one of my colleagues. But I certainly hope I can.
Because, yeah, I know we've got a lot of stuff. We need to talk at least next week off air about some plans, because, you know, we've been working on some things behind the scenes to launch some stuff in the UK, and then a little bird told me you might be one of the guys that wants to do that.
Well, I certainly do want to. That was no question. I'm in deepest Wales next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Godfrey Bloom, God bless.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back as the global resistance against tyranny accelerates into hyperdrive. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Newswars.com is the newest site. We're redoing InfoWars. It's still a great site, but it's an older design. And PrisonPlanet.com is our UK backup. InfoWarsStore.com is how you finance us. You are our financiers. Without you, we will fall to Soros. We will fall to the EU. We will fall to the globalists. But with you, we will defeat them together. We'll be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Last night, I had a very interesting phone call with an individual who is not Roger Stone, and he gave me big details of CNN and its future and the media in this country, and I wrote some notes that we won't document, Cam, here, because I don't want to show all these on television. Radio listeners, I'll be breaking it down. And then I thought, even though his voice has gone from hundreds of interviews the last few days and weeks since he's been the focus of the fake Mueller probe, but I realized that a lot of what I was told by this high-level individual is similar things that Roger Stone told me a year and a half ago, and then 6 months ago, and then a few weeks ago when he was here in town. And I don't just get into this because it's gossip about CNN. Because CNN, on average, has about 200,000 viewers. Its top shows have 1.5 million. I mean, they're a joke. They're force-fed in hotels. They're force-fed in bars. They're force-fed in train stations and airports. They pay to put the TVs in and pay for the cable and sometimes actually pay money on top of it to be force-fed. It's like government cheese or synthetic gin in the imaginary world of 1984. You want to avoid it at all costs. So it's already dead. But it's interesting, while we're getting Roger on, because he finally answered the phone, it's interesting to know this because it just ties into how things work. Most people look at a news story one-dimensionally, or two-dimensionally maybe. But what about looking at it third-dimensionally, fourth-dimensionally? That's what they call, you know, this 3D chess. Looking out, projecting how it's going to have ripples in the pond. So then I was going to cover this last night, but then I wanted to talk to Roger. I never got around to calling him. And then I missed his call this morning. And then I went and found my notes, and I just wanted to get him here as a crutch because he doesn't know I'm going to do this because he told me a lot of this, but I don't understand all the nuances. He used to run one of the biggest lobbying firms, not the most successful, in D.C. for many years. And he told me about this. Of course he told me about this. And then I talked to other people. But this was, again, a year and a half ago, and then in the last few months I heard more. And it's been all over the news. But this other source, who will go unnamed, laid out that the DOJ is proposing that AT&T exclude DirecTV or Turner from the Time Warner deal if they're going to merge with Time Warner because Time Warner owns CNN. Now, the big concern here is, again, this is very complex, but I'm just going to lay it out. It's not really a monopoly issue to merge AT&T and Time Warner, because AT&T does not have that big of media holdings. They're more a telecommunications company, and Time Warner has a bunch of failing and ailing and low-rated properties. It's legacy. It's 2 feet in the grave. That's the thinking. And so the two kind of need to merge together to even have any shot at contending with Google and Facebook and Twitter that are and Amazon with its own streaming services. I mean, Amazon's bigger than, you know, all the legacy media combined. I mean, Bezos makes $12 billion a day some days. I mean, he's worth $160 billion now or something. Next week will be $170 billion, $200 billion, $300 billion. So this whole thing about these companies merging, you know, being a monopoly is a red herring. I mean, if you want to break them up, start with Google, Amazon, probably Amazon first. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter. You know, Twitter's part owned by Amazon. I mean, when you talk about these things, it's all interconnected. Bezos is really the kingpin. He's really super anti-American, super monopolistic, super hyper-psycho. Aggressive. He's not a free market dude. He's real bad news for standard of living in society. He is creepazoid. Wants you to live in 250 square foot apartments. I mean, he's wants your house to be AI run by him. I mean, delusions of grandeur, baby, he's it. He is the problem. Now, and by the way, you see the news. Trump's obsessed with Bezos. Bezos, because he's the kingpin, folks. He's the one. So let me get to this. He stands in the way of American prosperity. He stands in the way of the Renaissance. I heard a lot of this that I got from this other source last night from Stone a year and a half ago and others. Then I talked to folks that were at the dinner with Stone. Wasn't any Russian collusion at this. It was high-level folks. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let Roger, we haven't talked. When we come back from break, we'll see what he wants to say. I just want him to hear what I'm going to say to then correct any of it's wrong because, again, he's not my new source. For this other source, I have three sources total, but two big ones. It's that this is big, and I want to make sure he holds my hand with this and make sure I get it right. So without further ado, here is the big enchilada. CNN's a bunch of hired mercenaries and mainly political hacks from the Democratic Party and failed Republicans that get up there and put out their propaganda. And they're also pushing this narrative that Trump's going to get them killed. And the word is the globalists are looking to stage terror attacks against CNN, MSNBC to make them the victim. I mean, that's how desperate they are to try to up the narrative and make themselves pertinent in this whole victimology culture. But the word is they don't know how to offload CNN because they don't want it to be outside the merger because then it would fall to a Bezos, tomato, tomato, or a monstrous creature like George Soros. But it's a sticking point in the merger because AT&T doesn't even want it. It's a worthless property losing hundreds of millions of dollars a year that is an eyesore and a ruined brand. CNN is fake news. So no need for Trump to take his license or kick it out of the press corps because it's already a joke. Leave them there. They're killing themselves. They're already dead. They're like Lazarus, though. You know, they're reanimated corpses. They're the walking dead. So we've got that bottom line there. So here's the big crux of it. CNN is like garbage that has to be taken out. But there's face saving. I don't want to just turn it off. Kind of like when they get rid of Piers Morgan or somebody. They go, oh, they do a monthly magazine now. And the monthly magazine airs for 3 months and then they're just gone. And so they're trying to figure out how to take out the garbage pail at CNN. And here's what the idiots at CNN don't know. So I'm going to let them know this. If they successfully take Trump out, and Trump's now winning, he's turned the corner, the globalists are panicking, they're now trying to sue for peace. If they remove Trump or are successful, CNN 100% is going to have its doors closed, and CNN will be a thing of history. They're going to save face with some CNN documentary channel that's, you know, 5,000 or something that no one watches that's old interviews. There's going to be a face shaving, but it's going to be transferred into some entertainment channel with a whole new name beyond CNN headline news. That's the test. So CNN's trying to bring down Trump But only while Trump was in office did it even bring their ratings up to tolerable to even halfway fund things. Without Trump, it's believed that it's going to totally collapse. It'll be totally gone. And the executives believe there's no way to rehabilitate it, and they're unanimous that they want to get rid of it, but they don't want to spin it off to become some new criminal mischief owned by Bezos or the Dark Lord, Nazi collaborator, George Soros. So that's what's holding up the whole deal. Notice they're now debating them excluding DirecTV or something like that, because that actually has power and is big. CNN doesn't matter. So there's CNN trying to destroy Trump when CNN is completely bankrupt, propped up like the Washington Post or New York Times, a total failure, absolutely rotten. Yeah, we declared it dead last year. And they lied themselves to death. And so that's what's really going on there. And it just is a symbol of how mainstream media is dead, the legacy media is dead, and that they just don't even know in their own world that if they get rid of Trump, 100%, that CNN will be there for the impeachment, that's whatever, and then as soon as that's gone, they are gone. They are. So CNN is already dead, but it's trying to fully blow the brains out of its own zombie rotting cranium. It's unbelievable. We'll talk about it with Roger Stone straight ahead.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, CNN's got both feet in the grave. It's bankrupt, and it's in the middle of this merger with AT&T and Time Warner. It's worthless garbage, and I've been told by high-level sources that if they're able to remove Trump, which has actually caused a bounce in their ratings back up a little bit, a dead cat bounce, that they'll definitely be shut down, that the name is garbage, and it cannot be rehabilitated. But imagine, they've already dug their own grave, they're climbing in it, and now if they take Trump out, which that doesn't look like it's going to happen, Trump's turned the corner, they're being given the shotgun to blow their own head off. So meanwhile, they're being used as a kamikaze to run around and call for InfoWars to be shut down. Now, a lot of what I was told by this high-level source, Roger told me about the merger and stuff that I later saw confirmed in the news back when we were in D.C. at the inauguration in 2017, a year and four months ago. So I just wanted to get Roger's take on how accurate he thinks the information I got was. This is crazy that the average CNN person doesn't even know that they are seen as garbage by all the corporations, and they're just figuring out what to do with it. I just say let a Bezos or let a Soros take it over. It's already such a joke, but I guess that's why they're still holding on to it. So you heard my breakdown of that. How accurate is that with the latest info you've got with your sources?
Well, we know that one of the major sticking points in government approval of the AT&T-Time Warner merger is the status of CNN. There are two arguments. One argument is that since it is performing very poorly economically, financially, and since their ratings are relatively anemic, except for when I'm on, they should get new management that would change the whole thing, including the direction. Alternatively, there are others who say, no, it's garbage, spin it off. I am in the former camp. I would let the management at AT&T, the new owners, make shrewd business decisions. Spinning it off could put it in the hands of a Soros or a Bezos or some other os with a lot of money. And unfortunately, even though the brand name is somewhat damaged, nothing helps like a couple $100 million in online promotion.
Oh, they could go to crossfire mode of real debate right now. They'd be right up to Fox News in 6 months. You could turn it around instantly.
But they made what was a commercial decision that they were going to be the voice, the respectable voice of anti-Trumpism. They were going to be more sly. They find their lefty viewers, very few of them, of course, going over to MSNBC, where they're completely nuts, as opposed to CNN, which pretends to be objective but tilts way left. This is going to be a key point. As you know, they, of course, quietly pushing to have InfoWars removed from YouTube, removed from the Internet. Journalists leading the way for censorship makes little sense to me.
What about my source? And again, with similar info that I've talked to you about, but saying, no, it's done. The executives made the decision, if the merger happens or not, CNN is gone. It is garbage.
Well, unfortunately, it's not up to them. The government required them in a decision, essentially, as a condition of approval, that they have to spin it off. I think that was an error. But that's kind of where this was left off.
But that's what I'm saying. No one wants to buy it. No one wants to buy it. And so what's going to, from your sources, what's going to happen?
From that point, that point though, AT&T then challenged that ruling by the government in court, a suit that they're likely to win. So in the end, the courts will approve the deal, and I think AT&T will still end up owning CNN. The president's decision being appealed right now in the courts.
And I know you disagreed with that decision. You thought that AT&T should take it over and try to reform it and at least make it, you know, two-sided. I mean, you were at least a liberal conservative.
Look, they could buy the cameras and everything and change the name if they had to.
So is it accurate what my source said? Because I know you're tied into the people right at the top when it comes to lobbying, without giving away too much. I mean, is it accurate, though, that the corporations see it as garbage, and it's not even in the discussion now. And they're saying that the only reason it's around is because Trump's even there.
Well, everybody is essentially just sitting around now waiting for the court. The decision will be made there. So the lobbyists are unengaged. Everybody, you know, this decision is there to be made. But it's not going to be made through the regulatory process of the executive branch. It's going to ultimately be made by the courts. I think on the law, I think AT&T has a strong case. I mean, the government has approved other mergers with these same encumbrances.
Oh, well, I agree with the merger because these are all a bunch of old legacy moth-eaten garbage compared to Google or Amazon with all its media presence or any of that.
I mean, it's like today there's a major story that Qatar is putting $90 million into Newsmax, and Newsmax is going to expand into cable. Cables yesterday. Newsmax doesn't have the online presence that InfoWars has. We reach millions. They reach, a lot of patriots.
By the way, I don't even want to give out our podcast numbers because I had seen some of them, but I started to actually do an accounting around here. And so I actually did an accounting. We only have a few million people downloading my show, but on the three different platforms that we have podcasts just for mine, which we don't even promote, it's 7 million a month. Then you add the other shows, it's another 4 million. We're not even promoting podcasts, and that's 11 million plays on podcasts.
This was exactly my point. So, look, I got so tired of this fellow, Ari Melber, on MSNBC, repeating lies over and over and again, recycling lies. His producer and he keep asking me to be on their show. When I went to tape Andrew Mitchell's show, two of his soy boy producers came down to pitch me. I thought about it, and I said, you know, I have a better idea. Come on my show, The War Room, 1 hour, mano a mano, no editing. We'll get a much, much larger audience than you could get. And let me knock down your lies one at a time. I have not heard from him.
Well, that's the thing, because they're not even about ratings. They're just about controlling narrative and getting all the media to say the same thing. But, of course, if they came on at a controversial interview, it'd blow up on the Internet. They could play it on their show, have ratings. But they're, like, designed to fail. It's almost like they want to make the news boring so you tune out and get brainwashed in entertainment. And that's where the real brainwashing is, Roger, as you know, is going on inside the Hollywood movies. Man, they are weaponized.
No, there's no question about it. They're using the culture and our right to free expression, ironically, in a way, against us.
By the way, I like you defending InfoWars when you're on Cuomo and all that. But notice he says, and what Jones said, spearing the families of Sandy Hook. For years, I've said I believed it happened. But I've looked at how people can question because of the Gulf of Tonkin and babies in incubators.
You're welcome. But Alex, you have to understand, it's in the Media Matters for America talking points that Chris read that morning, and they go to it. We get it.
No, I know, but it doesn't even hurt us. They just we don't deserve free speech because we hurt blah, blah, blah. I mean, and now they say that I say nobody died at Parkland. That's totally not true. So I'm just saying, great job. But next time you just tell them that's edited, that's out of context. And, you know, I would have said, well, CNN, you know, lied and millions died in Iraq over fake WMDs, Cuomo.
Well, last night I spoke extensively on Coast to Coast AM about the war of censorship that's being waged against you and I and InfoWars and so many other patriots who are just trying to exercise their First Amendment rights.
George Norrie is an amazing pro-free speech guy. Thank you so much, Roger Stone, for chiming in on CNN. Get your voice back. You're awesome. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
All right, many thanks.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Shelby, you wonder why corporate establishment dying or zombie undead media is so anti-free speech, trying to shut down InfoWars? It's a very simple reason. They see us as the lead elephant. They see us as the first big thing that if they can target that and get that, they can shut it all down because they know the numbers. But it's a very interesting political, sociological equation that I can't even figure out because they are blocking us and shadow banning us, and Project Veritas has video of YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. Google and YouTube are one company, but Google's the parent. They have people on the video, both groups saying, oh, our main enemy is Alex Jones. And when I get up here on air and I go, hey, I'm the main enemy, I don't say that like, hey, I'm really bragging. I'm like, I marched into the globalist operation trying to fight them, and I never thought we'd end up being one of the most prominent groups out there. Newsmax is getting $90 million from a Middle Eastern company and a Middle Eastern royalty to launch into cable. Well, that's fine. Chris Ruddy's a good guy overall and puts out pro-nationalist, pro-free market stuff. That's great. There's a multi-billion dollar self-made Texas family funding Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire. Well, Ben Shapiro is a globalist, neocon, snake in the grass, who's trying to get in my business. But okay, fine. I'm going to leave him alone. Pride goes before a fall. And every other group is financed by big money except Matt Drudge and Alex Jones. Michael Savage was self-made publishing books and supplements, but, I mean, you know, he's on a big network. So I'd say he's self-made, too, but not as free as we are. And let me tell you, that's not an exciting feeling to be like, okay, WorldNet Daily's independent, but it's not that big anymore. I wish it was. I'm not putting it down. It deserves your support. Great work over there. And you know, InfoWars is big, but under massive censorship and constraint. But then that's a Streisand effect. It does cause people to tune in more in different ways and come to our core websites. So we see our base support increase, but the big super viral stuff, not as regular, which I'll let the enemy know. Yeah, I mean, your attacks have had an effect. Because the only thing I've got's the truth. And then England is moving to ban all nationalist speech, all Christian speech. I mean, I just had a EU member of parliament on breaking it down. This is going on. And if people don't have an immediacy to this and realize how serious it is, we're going to lose everything. Because, folks, if they can take the First Amendment in America, they can take it all. So I talk about T-shirts here and there. I used to really promote them because they're walking billboards for InfoWars. You meet like-minded people. You have an effect. And I call it Choose Your Adventure. But I really haven't been promoting them for about a year. I should. During the election, the Hillary for President shirts were a big success. And when the media saw a third of the public at the RNC wearing them, it really flipped them out, Hillary for President. But whether it's a ball cap or whether it's a T-shirt or a Molon Labe, we've got over 100 T-shirts. Patches, ball caps, sweatshirts, hoodies, you name it. Women's apparel. Gold leaf, Molon Labe is one of the women's favorite. Cut for a woman, more athletic. We've got that classic Big Brother T-shirt that was out of print we brought back right there on screen. We've got the yellow, won't tread on me. When you go there and you get these shirts, it's Choose Your Own Adventure. Remember those books when you were a kid that had like three or four different endings? Or board games, they had those too. I mean, you wear one of these things in a libertarian, patriot, conservative area, you're going to meet a lot of friends. You might get a piece of pie or coffee bought for you at the diner. I know what happens to me. People don't know who I am in some areas, they do it. You wear it in a kind of a mainline mall, you'll meet, you know, 10 fans to one enemy. You wear it in a liberal, trendy area like downtown Austin, downtown San Francisco, you might get physically attacked or coffee dumped on your head. It's Choose Your Own Adventure. Wearing one of these 100-plus shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. There's the first T-shirt we ever put out. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works. Picture Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. On the back it says, politicians love to disarm peasants. They're all there. There's also limited edition shirts of the month. But I suggest people choose their own adventure and go get a T-shirt today. And, yes, when you fund us and all the crap Soros, the rest of them pull, it's defeated. Everybody else, though, when Trump got elected, because I've talked to them all, for the Daily Caller, to WorldNet Daily, to all of them, their traffic didn't go down that much, but their funding went down 50-plus percent. And so we're in the middle of the major fight now that we've gotten the beachhead and restoring the Republic, they're counter-offensing right now. And InfoWars is the only operation that continued the audience despite the censorship and continued the Capitol. But now, a year and a half into it, the Capitol is slowing. And I am full in, like I've done before. When things slow, I start spending whatever reserves we have. I want to defeat the globalists. That's my goal. It's not have the bigger, private jet, so I can show off, in Florida or D.C. or New York. And look, I've got a big, I fly coach a lot of the time, especially if it's a big long-distance flight. I'm not paying $6,000 for first class to Europe or whatever. I will try to choose a flight, though, that isn't full last minute, and then I'll sit with three seats and, lay over sideways. I've done that quite a bit. And it's not because I'm even a penny pincher. I need that money for the war. The media knows how frugal I am and focused. Well, they go, look, he's got a lot of wristwatches. Well, yeah, because people know I wear a wristwatch. I've been given five the last year. I gave two wristwatches away last week. Tim Ferger walks in and says, here's a wristwatch. You said you liked mine. And I'm like, whatever. But that's the games they play in the media. They have shows on HBO and on Comedy Central going, look, Jones is wearing four different watches. It's just this game, so you don't fund me. I'm not Bezos that made $12 billion in one day off insider deals and taxpayer-funded stuff. Matt Brackett's coming up with analysis for a segment and a half. Then we're going to turn the baton over to the folks that are guest hosting. Anthony Kumi always does a great job. Paul Watts is on with me tomorrow. He was under the weather Tuesday, so that's coming up. But secondarily plugging, because I didn't really plug good today, we have two of our best-selling items, Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, 95% curcuminin level. Nobody else we found has got that. 400 plus milligrams of turmeric alone in each horse pill. 50% off on that. And 50% off on all Super Blue mouth, teeth, and gum care products. That's the mouthwash. It's the immune gargle in three different sizes. It's the children's and adults Super Blue. 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine. The children's doesn't have the tea tree or the really strong organic peppermint. It's just too strong for kids. But it's still a concentrated toothpaste. People go, man, it's weird. This tube lasted me 3 months. Normal tube of toothpaste lasts a month. Yeah, it's concentrated. We don't have fillers. It's made by the top organic producer in the country. We talked about who they were. It wasn't contractually bound, but now they got harassed. They said, please stop saying that we make your stuff or find another manufacturer. That's the intimidation goes on in this country. So, get your Super Blue or your Bodies today. And also, we're about to end these specials next week because we're getting ready to sell out of the Super Blue products, at least two of them, the adult Super Blue and the mouthwash. Got plenty of the children's right now. But for God's sakes, give your children the best toothpaste, folks. It really is thousands of five-star reviews. And then don't forget, we have DNA Force Plus, now stronger, now more PQQ, now more CoQ10. At a lower price, I signed a big year contract and bought even more of it. It is introductorily 50% off out of the gates. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, researcher, frequent InfoWars host, will join us for two segments on the other side to look at the war between Israel and Iran that I think is pretty much already kicked off and what's going on beneath the surface, because he served in the Middle East and is an expert on Hezbollah. We'll talk about it all on the other side of the InfoWar.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp.
I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
All right, Matt Bracken joins us. Appreciate him coming on today. I commandeered most of this hour because I got behind on some big announcements. He understands that. He was stationed in the Middle East, terrorism expert. You know, he always poo-poos, oh, I'm no big deal as a Navy SEAL. They do a lot more today, which I know they have a lot more missions. But he's an author, a great researcher. And when I found out about him like 4 years ago, really smart people at the Pentagon who were patriots said, you don't know who Matt Bracken is? He really gets what's going on. Without us giving you a bunch of classified stuff, Matt doesn't need to know classified stuff. He really is dialed in from an intuitive level. You ought to have Matt on. So now he's a good friend. I'll invite him soon to come to Austin, Texas, and co-host with us here in studio, best-selling author of a whole bunch of different books. The website's Enemies, Foreign and Domestic. So, again, he joins us right now. Matt, there's so much to get into in the limited time we have in this segment and in one more here. But obviously, the whole situation kicking off the Middle East, I don't like Iran. But Trump pulls out of the deal. Israel strikes that base south of Damascus. Now tit for tat. This could escalate very quickly. I like the peace deal with North Korea. And I get this as part of peace through strength. So I want to reserve judgment. I don't want to just jump on the president because he's been proven right time and time again. I think he's just pragmatically, like you and others have said, like a house is full of termites. He's going and tearing out the bad parts. We can have somebody else come in and a nice finishing carpenter later. He's proven that, you know, he really knows what he's doing, or at least his advisors do. At the same time, though, where this whole thing's drifting doesn't look too good. I get before Obama did this bad Iran deal, that there was already missiles firing back and forth and bombings every week. And so this is just kind of that deal being broken goes back to the same. So I don't blame Trump for that. I just don't quite understand it. So what do you think as an expert on this from your own research?
Well, in the last year, there's been a pretty big realignment, or actually a really affirming of sort of a new Middle East alignment with Israel and the Sunnis plus the USA versus Iran and Iran's allies. Now, the Saudis and the Gulf states would like to run some gas pipelines from the south right through Syria up to Europe, and that would that would directly conflict with what the Iranians want and the Russians, which is a military route straight from Iran to the Mediterranean. And if you look at a map of Syria, it's like a wedge shape, and that's the southern corner of that wedge is right up against the Golan Heights. So Israel has an existential fear of being encircled by their greatest enemy, so that they won't have really any kind of warning time, like missiles flying from Iran proper. They're afraid of being massively attacked by Iranian forces that have massively infiltrated Syria under the cover of this civil war. Now, we're in Syria too, but we only have really a tripwire force. They don't do much action. They're other than being bait for big air attacks, like when the Russian mercenaries tried to attack some of our allies. We used the air forces as bait and then used gunships and drones to destroy a lot, to kill a lot of Russian mercenaries. But we don't have anything like the forces that Iran is putting into Syria. For Israel, this is an existential threat. Now, Israel, diplomatically speaking, is a superpower. They have an immense amount of influence, it is safe to say. Some would say that they have too much influence. And like, for example, Pat Buchanan, I have a lot of respect for him. He wants us to just stay out of the deal completely. And essentially, you know, if Iran is going to become a regional superpower, it's none of our business. So there are huge, huge forces at work right now. I've been reading up on these strikes. It's not getting the kind of coverage. Maybe it's in the eclipse of the Korea news, but these are the biggest attacks, some are saying, since 2011. Some are saying the biggest attacks since Yom Kippur War. I mean, really big air raids targeting Iranian forces all over Syria. So this could very well be the first inning of an Iran-Israel war at a time when Israel thinks America and the Saudis will be solidly on their side, dragged into this war on the side of Israel. So they're attempting to leverage this historical moment to be able to fight Iran with full diplomatic backing of the Saudis and the USA.
That's right. You're absolutely. So here's the headline. The stars have aligned for an Israeli-Iran war. Israel knows that Iran is sworn to destroy it and that they're only gaining a technological prowess. And so Israel now believes the time is right to move. So they preemptively, an hour after Trump withdrew from the deal, were obviously greenlighted by the White House to then hit this missile site. Iran has taken the bait and is now being sucked in. And I told listeners yesterday, and some poo-pooed it, but the reason you've seen almost no coverage day one and day two, now you're seeing some coverage of this war heating up, is that Trump is now exercising executive power during a civil emergency to direct the media not to cover it. And that's in all the executive orders that Obama has the kill switch. All that was put in. Trump has now inherited all that control, Matt Bracken.
It's
impossible. It's impossible. One rocket gets covered. It's the top story. This is all going on for over a day. There was only one Fox News story, zero on CNN. Matt, we all know that means that the president through the Pentagon put out its feelers. What do you think?
And this is an area where false flags and preemptive strikes have been the norm for decades and decades, going back to the 67 war with the Israeli attack on the Liberty, which was sort of like a botched false flag attack, probably, although it's still extremely mysterious. But we have the recent, probable false flag gas attacks blamed on the Assad regime. So if the Israelis are saying that the Iranians fired into the Golan Heights, I wouldn't necessarily take that at face value. You know, this is an area rife with false flags and preemptive attacks.
I was about to say, Trump pulled the funding for the White Helmets last week, and even mainline German news and others have confirmed that no chemical attack happened.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but I was watching Godfrey Bloom the last hour.
Yes.
You know, and I really wanted to salute that man, and it just makes me very emotional to see him. He's like a stay-behind in occupied Britannistan. You know, these are the men that fought in Tobruk and El Alamein and Operation Market Garden, D-Day, and to see them reduced to vassals in their own nation, where it's an act of courage to wave a sword that was issued to him by the British Army, is now an act of defiance to say, in my own home, I will use this to defend myself against an attacker, is now considered antisocial behavior. And he is essentially daring the British government now to cut off his social media as a social there's a term for a social bad guy law. I forget the term. Tommy Robbins.
They're now saying 6 months in jail if you criticize Muslims.
Right, and any place where Islamic blasphemy laws become enforced, whether it's by Muslims or by a dhimmi country, a state full of Quislings, anytime you see Islamic blasphemy laws enforced, Sharia is coming. First, they cut off your ability to criticize it, like in Sweden or Germany or Britain. And then you see out-and-out Islamic schools, you know, with children yelling Allah Akbar.
They're making kids
school.
In England now wear burqas. And I used to hear people 20 years ago warn about this, how they were crazy. I didn't get it. Parliamentary-wise, we've got more than 10, 15 parties in these countries. If the Muslims are 10, 15%, they can then all vote as a group and then take over any election they want. That's why they've already checkmated most of Europe.
Right. And especially in urban core cities, which are the critical districts, as we know. Even going to, for example, French Revolution, it doesn't matter if 90% of France was against the Jacobins. Once they control Paris and the main cities, they can then fan out into the countryside with the guillotines, and that's how they'll extend Sharia.
And just like the Bolsheviks, for 2 years only had Moscow.
Right. And speaking of the Bolsheviks, when those soldiers came back from World War I with their Mosin Nagants and their swords, they were disarmed. And now a British Army veteran, it's an act of defiance to wave a sword on a video. And I salute his courage.
No, that's a good point. I mean, just for saying he'll defend himself, that's a hate crime.
Right. And it'll now he's like basically thrown the gauntlet down at the nanny state to say, what are you going to do? Are you going to arrest a British veteran and take away his British Army sword? Is that what you're really going to do? It's amazing. My last novel, of course, it took place, you know, in Ireland and UK. It's made up of SAS veterans on a counter-jihad mission to rescue girls where their own government won't rescue them. So
Red Cliffs of...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introduce